All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Not quite the SS Minnow, but we're staying afloat down here in the Galleria area. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel for another day of The Usual Suspects. And, yikes. I fell asleep, I guess, because the Astros weren't on last night, and I woke up to a monsoon.
Yeah. I have a little weather station at the Casa del Laminack. Yeah. And over 4.5 inches of rain in the last 24 hours.
Like, you literally have a rain measuring device?
Well, it's a 5-in-1 weather station. So it not only measures rain, it measures humidity, wind speed, wind direction. It'll measure how sad my life is.
No. Man! But, where does one procure something like this?
Amazon, where you get everything.
Well, my wife does at least 5 times a week.
Yeah, so I got it on Amazon, and it has an app. So you have this little, like, I have this little screen that I have on my bathroom sink, and it tells me what the weather's going to be for the day, how much rain we've had, what to expect, how hot it is indoors, the humidity indoors, how hot it is outside.
Dang, it does all that?
Yeah, the humidity outside. It tells you everything.
Does it tell you if a stampede is coming?
Shut up. And
we're trying to milk the cows?
So, no, it tells you, like, it's a waning crescent moon. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. I guess that's when I'm supposed to plant or harvest. I have no idea. But yeah, so it tells me all that, and it told me that we had almost 4.5 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. That's a lot of rain.
That is a lot of rain.
So I was worried about the drive coming in. It wasn't too bad. My wife, bless her heart, she had to get up at like 5:30 and go, and that's I'm sure Lisa had to.
Yeah, plus they kept her on the air.
Yeah,
because this was like a major catastrophe.
Which is it? Is it?
Nah, I mean, what this
is this is business as usual in the city of Houston when it rains a lot. That's what it is.
Plus, if you're going to have people on TV talking about the weather from different intersections, get the streets right. It is not Belfort.
Sure it is.
Belfort.
It's Belfort.
Belfort. Yeah.
It's WAF.
Oh, my God. People hacking up names left and right. It's like,
well, it's all these damn Yankees.
Somebody. You got producers. You got somebody.
It's these damn Yankees coming in and taking our news jobs from up north.
Yeah.
Not getting the names of the streets right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were...
Yeah, my wife's not from up
north. Can't have it all.
And she's in the business.
Did she get the streets right, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because she asked somebody. If she doesn't know for some strange reason...
She's from L.A., right? Was she born in L.A.?
Well, no, she's from Palm Springs, outside of Indio, California, but she worked in L.A. for 7 years.
But she's not a Yankee.
No.
Okay, mm-hmm. She's... Okay, well, that's good. But, yeah, they plus, I'm in a bad mood. I got to confess.
80, Nick. It's an 80 day.
You say 80, but when's the last time I was in a bad mood? It's
any
rare.
Day that ends with a Y.
No,
Barry.
It's rare that I've been in a bad mood as of late.
It's not true. Any day that ends with a Y.
We've had this argument so many times.
And you normally, for the once in your life, that's when you normally side with me. It's normally 80/20.
I've sided with you. Sometimes it's 80. Sometimes it's 80%. It's not every day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, 80% would be what? One day a week?
Well, roughly? No. When we say 80%, 80% of one program, like one day.
80% of the program like every day I'm
like
in a bad mood.
2.5 hours.
You guys are pissing me off, man.
No, you already were in a bad mood.
I am because I have Ja Rule lyrics stuck in my head.
What's wrong with that?
You get lyrics stuck in your head more than most, and then you stick them in our head because you keep singing the song.
Yeah, and now I've got these stupid Ja Rule lyrics stuck in my head, and then I get here, and I see these grown folks throwing beanbags like it's a real sport. Yeah, on ESPN The Ocho, which I get what they're doing. Ha, that's hilarious. But I feel like this might be, now, and I don't want to be racist, guys. I'm not racist, but this might be the whitest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
It's pretty bad.
Competitive.
And then Trey's back there, and Trey's made a lot of bad statements today already that Nick and I have witnessed and been blessed with. But he goes, whoa, these guys actually have sponsors on their shirts for this?
It's competitive cornholing, which sounds inappropriate, but it's just not even, like, why is this a sport? And why is it on TV?
I hope that this was just some made-for-TV thing just to cover programming today for the Ocho. But it legitimately looks like it's
if a pregnant woman can compete in your sport, it's not a sport. There was a pregnant woman.
I saw that.
Throwing the beanbag around, doing the old cornhole toss.
I got to tell you, though, you guys were critical of her chest area. And
I never said a word about
Trey
her chest.
Trey took a lot of offense to that because I think he saw a lot of similarities.
I never said a word about her chest. I just said, is that woman pregnant or is she just big? Because sometimes you have to ask
and
not
assume. I've made a mistake, and it's super embarrassing.
Isn't it? Where you're like, oh, my gosh, you guys are having another baby?
Yeah, I've done that.
No.
She's like, I'm not pregnant. I'm fat.
And you're like, well, I'm an a-hole.
It's the worst
I'm going to go murder my face now. I feel like such a jerk. That is the worst.
That is the slipperiest of all slopes right there.
That's why I don't say anything, even as a comic. Because on stage, you do things which are weird. You'll be like, oh, you guys a couple? And they're like, no, that's my sister. And you're like, well, that's why you're kissing earlier.
It's even worse when it's your dad's client, dude.
Wow. You did that to a client?
Yeah, she was a customer at my dad's shop. Like, my dad used to own a mechanic shop. Remember I used to tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't even know she was like apparently like a customer from before my time, and I've never met her, and I was trying to initiate conversation and it just went the wrong.
Yikes.
That was just terrible.
Yeah. Hey, so when do you do?
Well, we went out of business.
What did you say? When are you due? Or congrats on the baby? What did you say?
I asked her when are you due?
That's the worst.
And she said, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, here's the rules on. I'm not pregnant, but now I'm angry and I'm hungry, so it's kind of like I'm pregnant.
Where's the nearest buffet?
All the symptoms except for the baby. They have the rules of cornholing on the thing. 1 point for a bag on board. Oh, they just took the rules off. This is like, are we going to see other things like horseshoe?
I think they said inevitably all day they're going to have like the most ridiculous of sports on.
I really feel like this is super silly. I do. I feel like this is, are they pranking everyone or is this just supposed to be some, you know, I mean, I don't understand what they're trying to accomplish.
Will they
here.
Legitimately have dodgeball is the next question.
Oh, I'm sure at some point.
You have to,
right? Yeah, you kind of do. But
by the way, the other thing that bothered me.
Okay.
Because my wife.
Are you angry? Are you in your 80 zone?
No, I was. I'm confused.
See how you do?
Because
I can't.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You do a lot.
That really
every
day. Bothers him. So every time he's mad, you say, are you in your 80 zone? Just to make him mad.
No, it doesn't bother me. Actually.
Yeah, it does.
It kind of does. So 4:30 in the morning.
I hate you guys.
Sound sleep, and unlike Casa de Laminac, we don't have everything connected, like the fire alarms and the security system, but out of a dead sleep, I get what sounds like the fire, like a fire alarm going off, but ours are all battery operated, but it's around the entire house, and it's this piercing sound, and like 9 times. It just
are you sure
beeping.
They're not wired? It's probably wired together. That'll happen if they're wired together.
No, they're not, because I've changed the battery in them, but I think that the security system added a few, but then I went to the pad. So anyway, 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30, it went off. The first two times I was sleeping. And so you wake up dazed and confused, like, what the hell is going on? And by the time it's done. So the next time I'm on the couch, hoping it doesn't wake up the baby. So I go to the pad going, okay, there should be some warning, some notification, some something. Go online. Nothing. I was
that happened to me.
Furious, man.
I think I talked about that before on this show where it went off and my wife was like, babe, the fire alarm's going off. There's a fire and I'm dead asleep. Dead asleep. And
that.
She's getting ready for work and she's just like, babe, the fire alarm's going off. There's a fire in the house. And I'm sound asleep and I jump up and I'm like, oh my God, we don't have a plan. Grab the cats and I run out and I'm in my underwear. I leave the cats.
You're kidding.
I just panicked and just started running.
You leave your wife in the house?
Well, I was asleep.
Apparently you were.
I was, Yeah, so at least you didn't do that. I panicked. I like full on. Like,
no, but I stopped and I'm looking and you're all disoriented and I'm going,
yeah,
dude, where's the? And by the time I started moving around, it stopped making the noise.
Yeah, I just remember yelling out, "We don't have a plan." And we still don't. I mean, that didn't change. Like, I didn't go, okay, we're going to sit down after this little lesson here.
Yeah.
No, we still don't have a plan. But, yeah, dude, alarming probably in the best word to choose there. But that's scary.
It is.
Because you're asleep and you don't know what's going on. That's,
And what's even worse, kind of like what you were saying, I wasn't worried about if there was actually a fire or something wrong. I was worried about if anything woke my baby up and I would have to get up early with this. I was like... If any, I swear to God, like, because our dogs sleep in our bedroom. Whenever they have to go to, whenever they have to go out, uh-huh. Like, especially our big retriever, like, they can't do anything quietly. And
oh, no.
So they shake, mm-hmm. that flapping, that real loud, but they do it right next to the crib. I'm gritting through my
teeth. Wait a minute. So you have the baby in the room as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like Noah's Ark. You have all the dogs and the baby.
I actually refer to it, which Lisa hates, as the Jungle Book. I go, you have created the Jungle Book in our bedroom.
Oh, my God. You guys all pack into the bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I'd be sleeping on the couch. I'd be like, I can't. No.
I bet you that's not uncommon. I bet you that's...
But they have like 47 dogs.
We have dog beds on the floor for two of the dogs. And our big retreat, Boomer, is 100 pounds. But like...
There's got to be at least two of your dogs that think they own the bed and they like sleep right in the middle of it.
The husky literally will spread out and either stick his paws in the small of my back or like if... Because Lisa goes to bed early. When I go to bed, he's on my side, on his back, all fours in the air and looking at me like, you're not really going to make me move, are you? I'm like, get your... seriously.
Man, that's a lot.
I deal with that every day, so I know exactly what he's talking about.
Oh, your dog...
Boomer won the Heisman the other day.
In your bed?
Yeah, and it gets mad when you tell it to move. Like, it thinks it owns the freaking bed.
Yep.
So, do you just sleep around it?
No, hell no. I move it.
Okay.
Yeah. No way.
Are you, like, letting your dog run your life?
No. I mean, sometimes they give you the face, but most of the time it doesn't work on me.
Lisa protects. She has her favorites. I've already told her this. We've had this discussion even as recently as yesterday. But, like, her dog that was hers before we got into a relationship, a white terrier who thinks he's Mike Tyson. But, like, he'll be under the covers. If any dog or any person gets within, like, a foot and a half of the bed, he growls. And I'm like, oh, hell no. And she's like, no, don't be mean to him. Charlie, he'll be okay. No, hell no. I'll rip the covers off. She's like, no. I'm like, I'm going to taste him right now. I'm throwing his fat ass off the bed. And the next time he growls, he'll be outside. She's like, you can't be that mean to Charlie.
You want me to tell you what
Charlie's
you do?
Charlie's mean to everybody.
You take Charlie to another neighborhood and let him go. And then you just tell Lisa you left the door open. That's what you do.
That'll go over like a fart in church.
Well, just saying. That solves that. Tell you
what. We're
like this Ja Rule song, Barry?
Well, at least it's not the one where the lyrics were stuck in my head, but thanks. You already know that I'm in a bad mood because of it. And what do? You play some Ja Rule.
I love Ja Rule.
Ja Rule's good.
No, he's not really.
Okay.
He really isn't. I don't even listen to him.
Want to chime in on Ja Rule or get in on the show? 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter.
And congratulations to ESPN 97.5. Our signal is fixed.
Yeah, so we're told. That may last, right. And it might not.
I heard a little static coming in, but I think it was just weather related.
That's what Nick said, too.
But it's like everyone's saying, oh my gosh, I can hear you guys now. Without Spanish interruption.
Are you getting that on Twitter and stuff?
Oh, okay, yes.
Cool.
So, yeah, congrats to us.
Signal
for the
back.
For the a-holes that were ruining our signal.
Yep. And if you want to reach us via Twitter so that you can participate in the show, you can now hear. At Barry is funny. At the producer Nick. At Pac-Man Joel with a K. We'll be back with a whole lot more. This is Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we're just getting in the saddle and taking you through the next 3 hours. So plenty of time for you to get involved and let us know what's on your mind. Best and favorite Ja Rule hits. Always welcome.
I hate you.
At Barry is funny.
Nope. Okay, so I've been getting a lot of texts and tweets where, hey, Barry, didn't Serena Williams compete when she was pregnant in tennis? Yeah, tennis is barely a sport. Barely.
Oh, come on.
Barely a sport.
Give him more credit than that.
Oh, boy.
What?
It's not enjoyable to watch.
Barely a sport.
Really?
Yep. Sorry, Charlie Polillo. You can suck it. Tennis is barely a sport. That's right.
You know.
I'm sorry.
CP is a fan of the shorts. And they're very short.
Sure, he likes the short shorts.
He likes them short.
Pack them full of balls, and then you play some tennis. That's what they do, right? They pack their shorts full of balls, and then they...
I'll leave that one to you.
Hit them around. Barely a sport. And then someone said, didn't a chick run track pregnant? Again, that's just running. You can go outside right now. Run. So maybe I wasn't completely accurate. Whatever. You get the point. Cornhole is stupid. And if you're pregnant, then just whatever.
I can honestly say it is, and I'll take more of a beating for that than you, simply because in the Midwest, cornhole is like something everyone does, and especially at tailgate parties, and it is. It's stupid.
The name is a bit suggestive as well.
Indeed.
And as a mature adult, I try not to giggle when somebody's like, hey, man, you want to play some cornhole? And then I try not to laugh at them. But, Mike said, as Barry ran out of his house, when he heard the fire alarm, he yelled to his wife, do you have life insurance? Nope. Got this text. Dogs on the bed is a white thing. That is true. That is a fact. Hey, Barry, what's the longest aristocrat joke you've ever heard? Sadly, never heard one. No, I've never been witness to the aristocrat joke, unfortunately. Joel must not get any more action with Lisa with all the dogs on the bed. That's probably not true either, sir.
That's not true either. But at the same time, I will say, as recently as this weekend, I said, you created this Jungle Book. I had it to the yes. point where I had the dogs had an understanding. I clearly stated my point, which they understood. You stay off the bed. Yeah. And all of a sudden, one by one, she was like, oh, Jack's sad. I need Jack.
My
and
I'm God.
Like, oh, my God. Next thing you know, I got freaking five dogs spread out all over.
Don't let your dog sleep in your bed. You'll get a tick. I had that happen before. That was a text. Nick must have a big-ass bed all to himself, his dog, and whatever dudes he brought home that night. So,
Weak.
Not
so
nice.
We're getting all those texts.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
You get no points, my friend. Dumb-ass text.
You knew I was going to read that, right?
Yeah, I've noticed you've been skipping. I've noticed you've been skipping your own hate texts.
Did you? Because I just read one about my wife having life insurance.
No, you failed to mention the 25% discount on the bra size store yesterday. That would be the second one I saw you overlook.
I probably missed it.
Okay.
I probably missed it.
We'll accept that excuse for a second time.
We got so many yesterday.
The you of we will accept that. Okay. Did you see, by the way, this kid in I was, because the Astros weren't on last night, I was flipping channels, and there was some Little League baseball. I like watching some Little League baseball if the kids can play.
But really,
did you see this kid hit the 375-foot home run?
No, because I won't watch Little League baseball because I don't like watching kids play baseball.
Oh, see?
That's why.
Telling you what, seeing some of the kids that made some big league-type plays in some of these games
last
night. Do
you watch softball when it's on a Saturday and there's nothing else on?
At least
but you'll watch little kids...
Dude,
play baseball, but you won't watch softball?
Trey was looking it up for us, but the history of kids that played Little League Baseball in the Little League World Series that ended up in the big leagues.
So they're not big league ready yet. They're kids.
I love baseball. I don't mind watching it and saying that. But I tweeted it, by the way. But this kid the other day, they just get done saying he's from Georgia, Peachtree, Georgia. And he comes up, and he actually looks like he's 18. I mean, he's a big kid anyway. But the announcers start talking. I showed Nick before the show. They start talking. They go, now, you know, this kid is a pretty good home run hitter. He may be capable of hitting the trees back there. Now, the trees are a good 75 yards behind the fence, up a hill, and there's a big white tent there. The next pitch, this kid unloads, and before the announcers can say a word, the ball bounces behind the white tent, and everybody's like, wow. So yesterday, in his next game, he hits a single, double, triple, and comes up and gets rung up on a ball a foot and a half outside the strike zone. And we were like, oh, that's unfortunate, because everybody wanted to see him blast again. But some of these kids, you got to check their birth certificate. Remember, what was the kid for New York a couple years ago? Danny Elman.
Yeah.
And they found out later he was like way past the 30 deadline. Yeah. And then he was in, I think he was in the minor leagues for like a year or two.
I don't remember his name.
It's like Danny Almendola or something like that.
Yeah. Somebody said, hey, I went to a game in Williamsport a couple years ago. 35,000 people were there. It was unreal.
It's pretty impressive.
Stupid. It's stupid.
One man's opinion is what that is.
I would rather, I don't know. There's so many other things you could watch.
Dude, but I'm just
other
telling
than
you,
kids like, playing baseball. Then they're going to cry when they lose.
I forget which game it was yesterday, but the kid goes deep into the hole at shortstop, onto the grass, like makes the backhanded play, kind of Jeter-esque, plants, throws a laser beam, and gets the guy by like a half step. I'm like, that was a smooth play for a 12-year-old.
Sorry. Okay, you're going to have it.
Well, go watch the Ocho.
No. See, that's the thing. I don't want to watch these dudes throw beanbags. I don't want to watch kids play baseball. I mean, I guess if you have a kid, that's one thing. But I don't care about any of that. I'd rather watch something on the DVR, you know, get the laptop out and look at some porn. I just, there's a thousand other things I could think of to do.
Check the weather station on your...
Yeah.
You know.
I'll go mow. I mean, good Lord, anything but watch a bunch of kids that I don't know play baseball.
I would never watch it either. But that dude looked huge for his
age.
Was
he fat or was he muscular?
He didn't look fat. There was another picture he showed of a fat little leaguer, but the one that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, the kid they called.
But that was after, yeah.
This kid they call Boog Powell.
No.
Yeah, he's mad.
Now, wait a minute. 12 years old,
he's
they
huge.
Give his stats. 12 years old, 5'4", 220.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
That is a big kid.
5'4", 220?
Look at the picture.
Yeah, I'll have to find it for you.
Don't tweet it out. He's huge. He's massive.
Read the comments below. It's like, is that a bat in his hand or a burrito? I mean, the kid is huge.
5'4", 220?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I got to show you that.
That is terrible parenting. That is horrible parenting. Why are you letting your kid be 5'4", 220?
You got to put him on some kind of a, like,
insulin. You're going to have to put him on insulin because he's going to have diabetes.
There's got
to
be a calorie watch somewhere.
My God. That's a shame.
It really is.
All right.
I'll show you this clip of the kid hitting the home run first. But right now I want to tell you guys about the good folks over at Infuse Energy. I am a happy customer at Infuse Energy. I recently switched, and I'm telling you right now, the money they are saving me, even in just my first month, is absolutely incredible how they have slashed what I was paying for electricity. CEO Josh Pesikoff and his entire crew do a great job of making sure that you feel like you can trust them, that they are 100% on your side, and they're going to do whatever they can to make the best plan to fit your energy needs. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up and choose a green plan, which will offset your electricity use with renewable energy credits. And of course, that helps decrease your carbon footprint. But more importantly, they'll figure out when you use energy and when you don't, and make sure that the plan is appropriate to make sure you have the energy when you need it and you take a break when you don't use it. It's great. They're never going to screw you over to make a buck, and they're trying to build a relationship. That starts with the phone call, which means you don't get an automated system, which can frustrate you like nobody's business. You call, you get a human being, and they immediately start talking about what you're looking for and how they can help you or how they can fix what problems you're having already with your current energy company. Check them out, infuseenergy.com or 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and then let the process begin. Start talking to them. Tell them what you want. Tell them when your usage is high and when it's low, and they're going to create a plan for you. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Check them out, Infuse Energy.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The boys are back on the first hour of The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on. I was going to mention to you, Barry, before we get out of here yesterday, but based on our listening audience and the fact that they were reaching out to touch us in many different social media ways, we know that people, regardless of what other stations they might be affiliated with, they are just attracted to listen to us. That's a beautiful thing.
What does that mean?
There were jocks on other stations that were dialed into us and responding to things we had on the air yesterday.
Oh, Okay. Yeah. I like it. Well, I listen to other shows.
I do too, to figure out how much better we are.
I like your confidence. I wish I had that. I don't.
Like it comes.
I always leave just
like
thinking
80-20.
I always leave just thinking that was the worst thing ever done. I feel like every day I feel like we just disappoint everyone.
That's nice.
Well, I mean, it's a personal thing. Like I don't have. It's the same thing when I get off stage. I get off stage and think, well, that really sucked. So I do lack in the confidence department when it comes to you know.
I'm with you for the most part, but then when I kind of flip the dial, I'm like, no, we're
all right. Yeah. Are we doing okay?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good.
Did you tweet that picture of that big dude? Because I really want to see it.
I got to get it. I'll find it for
you. I'm hearing that 5'4", 220.
Now the 5'4", maybe I'm not sure what they put for the height, but they did call because there was just a trade. For what was the A? We were talking about it. Oh, here he is. Jeffrey Boog Powell is the guy's name. I'm going to retweet this. But I want to show you the picture just first and foremost because I can't wait for the Laminack reaction. This is just Head and Shoulders, by the way.
Oh, my God.
He is packed into that thing.
That's a man-sized helmet, too. Like, if you're 5'4", 220, you're wearing a full-size man's helmet at that point, right? Well, look, we're on TV. Hi, how are you? Hi, how's it going? Hello, this is weird. Should I take my shirt off? No? Okay, no, I'm not taking my shirt off for the camera.
Someone
make it
is
weird.
Filming something next to Nick in the production room,
yes.
And Barry is showing out.
I'm debating whether you want to take our shirts off, Joel. Let's do it.
Doesn't bother me.
You don't want to see this. You do not want to see this. It's ugly.
It is.
Okay.
Okay, the stats are on it. 5'2". 220.
So he's 5'2". That sounds like a... Nick, that sounds like a date for you, bro. If this wasn't a young boy.
5'2", 220.
5'2", 220.
Well, knock off like 75 pounds. They'll go that overweight on me.
I don't know. 5'2", 220 sounds like that's right in your wheelhouse.
I like... Say 5'4", 180, 175. Why you got to go 220?
Is 5'2", 220 considered thick?
That is beyond thick, man. Beyond
like
thick.
There's thick and then there's thick.
There's massive.
There's thick and then there's like thicky. Like icky. Like, oh my God.
Oh, is that the pick?
Is this Jared Lorenzen's kid?
It's a great call.
Dude.
Jeffrey Boog Powell, 5'2", 220.
That's a big boy. That is a big kid. I really feel like his parents have let him down, though. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, they need to be like, hey, Jeffrey, maybe 19 Twinkies for a snack is a little too much. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's 220? How old is he?
He's 12 years old.
12 years old.
Not even a teenager. And they said the highlight was him grounding out to first because he ran all the way down the baseline.
Well, he runs pretty. He's pretty swift.
So he's from Tennessee.
He's got moves.
They lost to South Carolina 4-2 last night. They're
he looks like the kind of
today.
Kid that would cry when he loses, too. You know those big, big guys? Like, you know, he's a bully, but then, like, when he loses, he cries. I bet you.
He wears
like, that's what he looks
66.
Like.
And he does very like to have fun. There's another picture of him with Gatorade cups over both ears and one over his mouth.
I don't know. That's a shame.
Everybody calls him now an American hero because people have taken to him on TV.
Mm-hmm. An American hero for what?
Hey, man. The people just have taken... They pull for the underdog. It says, there's good news for America. Despite the loss last night, Boog and his teammates are alive and well and will play again today.
You see what Dre on 290 tweeted?
Yes, I did. But again, I'm not the person.
Sounds like son of Barry. Yes.
Oh no, the other one. He goes 5'2", 220. That's called a Dunlap.
Oh yeah, no,
your belly Dunlap past your knees.
That's the first time you ever heard that. God, that's so old.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that joke before?
That's fantastic. I've never heard that.
Oh my God, Nick, you got to get out of the house more.
No, I've never heard that.
That's like that's like way old. But Dr. Dre on 290 also tweeted 5'4", 220. Sounds like son of Barry. Yeah, you shut up. I don't. I bet my kid would be a fat kid.
I've just given you two reasons to watch Little League Baseball.
We're fat. No, I'm not watching.
The kid
that's exactly. You gave me two reasons.
Foot bomb and the kid that's 375 pounds. There's different reasons.
You gave me two reasons to seriously not watch it. I don't want to watch a 12-year-old that's 5'2", 220, grounding out to first and taking 7 days to run it out.
You can time them with a calendar, but you can't take your eyes off of them. They're telling you right now on Twitter, people are clamoring for a boog cam to just watch whatever he does.
Man. And I just feel like he should be like...
Boogie nights, ain't no doubt. We are here sad. To ball play.
That's sad. Okay, so... Do you have anything specific you want to bring up before I do this?
You want to go, so go.
I want to make sure we have time to roll. Do this. Okay.
Time.
So, and maybe we can sprinkle these in, but I found this article. It was 27 completely random but useful facts about dating in 2017. And I figured this would be useful for Nick.
Okay.
It's the internet dating site Match.com has released their 7th annual Singles in America survey. So here are some of the things, right? Women, now, Nick, pay attention. You're on your phone. You should write this down. Are you writing this down? Okay, you're writing this down. Okay, so number one, women are 2.5 times more likely to negatively judge a date for having audible key clicks turned on their phone. So if they can hear you typing, you know how some people have it where it just
I think that's annoying. I would never.
It's really annoying.
I would never turn that on.
So there are 2.5 more times to judge you negatively if you have that turned on. Okay.
Keyboard on silent.
Number two, among the biggest turn-ons, being an entrepreneur. Joel, why are you writing this down? You're married. Being an entrepreneur, actually calling on the phone, and being anti-social media. So those are big turn-ons. Among the biggest turn-offs, someone who complains on Facebook, Joel, being too active on social media, Barry, and having not voted in the presidential election.
Those are turn-ons?
Those are turn-offs.
Turn-offs.
So if you complain on Facebook, you're too active.
I don't complain on Facebook.
You're too active on social media, or you didn't vote in the presidential election. That's true. Then those are turnoffs. All right. Millennials are 270% more likely than those of other generations to get turned on by someone who binge watches the same TV show that they do. That's the dumbest thing ever. If a chick was like, oh my God, you like to binge watch Mr. Robot like I do? Oh, take me now. Like, what? That's a turn on? That's when you're like, well, she should be easy because she's stupid. Like, if that's a turn on, I'm sorry. And then number five, there's 27 of these, but we'll do number five. Women are 141% more likely than men to hate the phrase hooking up. Do you ever use that phrase?
I do not, and I don't like that phrase either, so I'm with.
What's wrong with it?
Hooking up is just, it sounds weird.
You're degrading the act by saying hooking up.
I can see that. I can kind of see that.
Now, here's one that I don't understand. It says 34% of singles have had sex before a first date. So what does that mean? Does that mean they're like with each other? Or before you went on the first date, you had sex with someone else?
No, they banged first and they're like, well, that sex is good. We should date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was curious if it was like, you know, sometimes you hear where like you need to, you know, go to the range. Empty the gun before you go on a date. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're saying.
I know. So I felt like maybe that's what it was, but like, you know, they're just doing it with each other before they go on their first date just to see. Because maybe that's the, you know, if the sex sucks, then why have the first date?
That's so true.
Right? I kind of like that.
I like it.
It's like a test drive. Like you wouldn't just buy a car. You test drive it first. And if it's, you know, a few bumps and, you know, weird and it doesn't drive right, you don't get it. I kind of like that idea, but I guess it's something different, right? Okay. Number seven, single men are less likely to consider regular nights out with the guys a must-have or very important. I don't know why that's...
I'm not following, honestly.
Single men are less likely to consider regular nights out with the guys a must-have or very important.
They don't think that's important?
Less likely.
Single guys?
Yep. Only 55% of men consider it important, while 64% of women find it important to have like a girls' night out.
Really?
Yep.
I would think the fellas want to get together and watch like Sunday night football, Monday night football.
I don't blame me.
Things like that.
Those who say they really enjoy oral sex had an average of six times more than sex. What? Than the average person. They screwed the wording up on that. But yeah.
Six times the sex the average person than the average person.
Yep.
If he enjoyed.
I don't know.
Or
don't,
he or
don't
she.
Assume gender here.
Okay.
Yeah, don't assume gender here. Where is it? Let's see. Number nine. People who have cheated on their partners are 218% less likely to regret a one-night stand. Which brings up a good point. Have either of you ever cheated on someone?
No.
Are you sure? You answered way too quick, and then you took a sip like Kermit the Frog with some tea.
No, I've never cheated. No.
You've never cheated?
No.
Good for you.
I absolutely have.
You, Joe, you a-hole.
Yeah.
I've never cheated. Never.
Never?
Never cheated.
Wow.
You nope.
You haven't lived. Ask Ike.
I honestly have never cheated. I feel guilty. Like, I would feel like, I don't know. I would feel bad, though. Like, I had always told, like, my ex-wife and I told my current wife, if I ever feel like I want to cheat on you, it means I don't love you anymore. It means I don't want to be with you anymore, so I'm just going to leave you. I'm not going to cheat on you. I'm just going to leave you. That's kind of how I've always felt. But you, on the other hand.
In college, man, playing sports, too.
Really?
And yeah.
A lot of people don't even count that, right? Because you weren't married, right?
Right. But
yeah.
I think I look back on it, and I don't disagree with Barry. It was an a-hole move, and I'm not proud of it. But at the time, dude, I thought I was, like, wheeling and dealing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't begrudge you. Like, there's a lot of comics that I travel. I'm on the road with comics, and they'll cheat in a heartbeat. But, you know, and I've been in the situations where... Remember we talked about chuckle chasers because we saw that on a show? Where there's like comedy groupies where chicks just want to bang a comic. That's a thing that exists. Because I'll go up and do 15, 20 minutes worth of material about being married. Doesn't stop them. They'll still come up and hit on me after the show.
That explains oil changes and doorbell ringing.
Yep. Well, I mean, yeah, you know, and threesomes in El Paso. But it's one of those things where it's just never been like a thing. Like,
you got to be way more tempted when your work is like you have to travel a lot for work. It's just. Like, you're got to be way more tempted.
I'm not, but I could see where guys are.
You're a baseball player. You're on the road for 81 games.
Right. You've got money. You've got money.
Professional sports, it's like, that's like just no big deal.
I don't know. Cheating's been one of those things I've never, I'm like, if I'm doing it, then I'm obviously unhappy. So why am I in the relationship? I'd rather just leave the relationship. Because it just complicates things. Especially in today's day. When you've got social media, you go to another city. Like, for example, if I go to another city and I were to sleep with some random woman, she can find me on social media. And if she's crazy and, you know, like bull the rabbit crazy, then she's going to make my life a living hell. So why would I put myself through that anyways? If I wanted to sleep with her, I'd just be like, well, I shouldn't be married.
You're already overthinking it because you're too smart for the situation. I can't tell you how many. Go back and remember the pro athletes who not only thought that was a good idea, didn't think about how traceable it is, but then decided to put it out on social media
until you realize, by the way, she may not
be of age.
That's
dumb.
Yep.
That's a whole different story.
Indeed it is, people. So we've got plenty more show to get to. We're going to step away for a quick second and be back with a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
1, 2, 3, go. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, on a monsoon day in H-Town. Where hopefully everybody is drying out because there's more rain coming.
Is there?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, later this afternoon. By the time we wrap up the show, I think around 4 o'clock through about 8 o'clock tonight, there's supposed to be another round. And it's supposed to just circle.
Well, that's good because I need to go home and pull weeds, which isn't a euphemism for anything. I just need to go home and pull weeds.
Do you wear your little rubber booties?
What? Why would I wear rubber?
It's going to be mucky out there.
No, I don't pull weeds and rubber booties.
I think he wanted to say rubber booties.
No.
I think so.
I think that's what you wanted to say.
No, not at all. I would have said woofer if that was the case.
No, you wanted to say rubber booties. Booties.
I just pull weeds and just tennies and shorts. Like, why? I'm not dressing up to pull weeds. But if it's going to be raining,
yeah,
then there's no reason to do that. So I'll just go to the open mic at the Houston Improv tonight. Yeah. I think one of you guys should go and try comedy.
That would never happen.
Why?
No.
Because it'd be a massive failure.
Yeah. Make me
Joel might be able to.
Joel,
make
you should.
I would,
you make a lot of delivery. Jokes on the show.
Yeah, but I would
play
not.
By play experience.
I don't ever claim to be.
You,
a
but
mascot.
You make a bunch of jokes on the show.
I don't ever claim to be a mascot. I could never do comedy.
What do you mean claim to be a mascot? What does that mean?
If you're a mascot, you suddenly are an experienced comedian.
Are you?
No.
Is that? Oh, I get where you.
Now
I see
you're
where
with
you
me.
Go. Oh yeah. See, you brought it up this time.
I was just gonna say.
okay, so
let's talk mascots.
You see what you did? I think you should try. I think you should try a comedy one.
I give you total credit
you should,
for doing
though.
It, man. I mean, first of all, I've never thought it was any easy proposition. But I mean, the fact that you know what I struggle with the fact, and I'm impressed by the fact that you can write. I know you're always writing, but you write a joke that you think is funny. That you may even have some people in a test audience that think is funny, like your boys or your friends. But then to go out there, if it fails. That feeling, good Lord, must suck.
That happened this past weekend. I had wrote this joke that I thought, oh, man, this is going to kill him. I was just so excited about this joke. I could not wait to do it. And then I kind of, because when you do that, you got to squeeze it in between. And, oh, it just failed miserably. And I was so sad because I just knew that was going to be a great joke. So I was like, all right, I got to work on that one. That's what I get for trying to. It's like a pitcher just going out there and be like, you know what? I think I can throw a knuckleball. And then it just hits the backstop, and you're like, all right, I'm just going to stick with my three pitches that I know. okay, let me get the rest of these stats out of here. Where did we leave off on cheating, right? I figured out Joel's a cheater.
I was a cheater.
Yeah, people who have cheated on their partners are 218% less likely to regret a one-night stand. So that's where we left off. Flirting location most likely to lead to a first date. Okay? You with me?
Following.
At a bar, 64%. At the laundromat, 43%, and at the gym, 42%. Are you flirting at the gym?
I don't see the success rate at the gym.
I don't either, because I don't think they're there
like,
for that.
I feel like females are like, they hate getting hit on at the gym.
I would think so, too.
I've been successful at the gym.
Have you?
Yeah.
Now, I always hear the grocery store is a great place to pick up
chicks.
That's
always been like a...
And I would never think to do that at the grocery store. I would be curious if there are guys out there that have picked up women at the grocery store, but that doesn't seem like a good place.
A buddy of mine said he would like drop stuff from like the shelves, you know, to embarrass himself, and that's how he would initiate a conversation with a female at the grocery store.
Like Adam Sandler and Big Daddy? Half off dented cans, and he just slams one down?
Is that where he got it from?
It's a good movie.
I don't know.
But probably where he got it from. It
probably is. I don't think that would be my approach, though. I think I would, if I was going to do it, I'd just walk up and be like, so I see you like chocolate milk. Or I don't know. I mean.
I've always been that way. Like,
oh,
I'm thinking
tampon,
about it going,
sweet.
When I'm at the grocery store, I don't want to be there. I'm just going to get what I need, and I'm in and out. I don't use it, like, conversationally. But they said, like, you know, like, for instance, the Midtown Randalls, they say is all... I was talking to the manager about this. They target everything towards single professionals. And they said that literally between like 5:30 and 8 o'clock on weeknights, that it could be like a singles dating thing. Because you see all these, you know, the guys and the other have the baskets of their carts. And it's just like all of them are by themselves. And they said they kind of sit back and watch because there's that upstairs Starbucks. Mm-hmm. You can sit and watch from upstairs and watch like.
You can watch the dudes that go in to get one thing. This never fails. And I know Nick has done this. I know Nick
He's
has done
laughing.
This. But you're that guy that goes to the store to get like oh, I just need some deodorant. I'm just going to go in. I'm going to get me some Right Guard and then I'm out. And then you walk in, and there's this super hot chick in, like, yoga pants, and she's just your type. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's whatever, Latina, whatever it is, you're just like, oh, my God. And then you just basically walk around following her around the store.
No.
Yeah.
You're delusional.
No, you know you've done that. You're like, hey, oh, you know what?
Follow her around the store? You mean stalker is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying
exactly
like,
what he's saying.
You'll walk around. There's dudes that do that. Like, you'll walk around and be like, oh, you know what? I do need some cotton balls. And then you're like, you're on the same aisle with her for no reason. And then you let her leave. And then you wait till she gets a few more aisles down.
No.
And then you end up on the spaghetti aisle. Well, yeah. You know you've done that.
I have absolutely never done
like,
that.
Oh, look, I see you like noodles, too. I know. Are you
a relaxed grocery shopper, Nick, or are you going with a purpose?
I think Nick, he's so high strung. I feel like he would be like, move! Like, that's how he's strong.
I get very aggravated with people aggressive. That walk in front of me. No, I don't get aggressive, but I get aggravated. Like, if they're walking right in front of me, like, really slow, I get aggravated.
I could see you charging someone with a cart.
I would not charge anybody with a car.
I didn't say you made contact, but I can see you like coming at him like, I dare you to walk in front of me and then like
speed You ever hit somebody on their heels with the basket? Well, you know what I mean? You get so close that as they're walking, their heel hits it. That hurts. I'll do that to my wife.
God. Really?
She'll be walking. I'll get that basket like right behind her and she'll hit it. She'll be like, ow, would you get from behind me?
Well,
I'm like, wait, why are you so angry? You know what? This is why I don't come grocery shopping. You got to make it enjoyable, man. You
That's otherwise, enjoyable. I'm bored. Sure she felt great when it hit her Achilles.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm bored in there. All right. Let's see. 69% of single men take between 30 minutes and an hour to prepare for a date. Nick, I'm looking at you.
30 minutes to an hour?
I mean, 30 minutes is fair, right?
It takes him at least 20 minutes to do his hair.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, that takes the longest, clearly.
Yeah, 73% for women say they take 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, BS. Women take like an hour to two.
Yeah. I would say even more than that.
Yeah.
Number 12, men who have children already are 112% more likely to have sent a D-pic. This is the fact.
Who is it? Anthony Weiner? He does it all the time.
Right. 90% of women say they are totally unaroused by a D-pic. 90%! You guys are wasting your time. There is a small population of women that like it. 10%. So, the number one city in America for sending D-pics. Anybody want to guess what the number one city in America is for sending a D-pic?
San Francisco.
That's a really good guess. That is a, to borrow a phrase from my friend here, phenomenal guess. It really is. Not the answer, but wow. I don't think he could have done any better. You want
New
to take
York?
A, no. Austin, Texas.
Really?
The number one city in America for sending D-pics. Number 16, Android users are 15 times more likely to negatively judge someone for having an iPhone. iPhone owners are 21 more times likely to negatively judge someone for having an Android. So the iPhone users are snobbier. We knew that, though. We already knew that. Yeah. So I'll read some more later on.
All right. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big shows. We continue to roll on. That was a fun first hour. And we've got plenty more to get to. Lots of things on the agenda. And if there's something on your mind that you want to cross paths with us on, 713-780-3776. Hit us up with a text or a call. Or even hit us up on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.